This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.
Gotta be true to yourself. In a world there's nothing else. Gotta play the game right, gotta make your path. You scratch, you dig, you laying your ground. You busting your rounds, nobody gonna stop you. No ops, no cops, everything about you. Looking good, you good, she good. Y'all people really wanna know the reason.
What's that?
It's that Ripple Effect. That's just that ripple, ripple. That's just that Ripple Effect. What you do, come back,
come
triple.
Back, triple.
Hey, what's going on? It's your girl, K-Dot, back in the Ripple Effect. You already know what it is, and you already know the vibes. Shout out to all the supporters. Appreciate every one of y'all. Seriously. Now, every time I'm gone for like a little bit, and don't worry, I'm following. If you're on my social media, you already know the Ripple Effect _ K-Dot, Katrina B on Facebook. I'm on there heavy. I'm following everything from the NFL to the NBA. You know, everything in between. Now, before I jump right into sports, because we have a lot of things going on, the Nets can't stay out of the news to save their lives. The Commanders and the potential of selling their team. We don't know if it's a portion of their team or the entire team itself, because you already know how Snyder is back and forth about things. There's a lot. Blazers getting off to an amazing start. Shout out to all the Blazers fans. I know when you guys lost CJ, you didn't really understand the direction of where your team was going. But with the ascension of Anthony Simons, man, and just your other young talent coming up, you have a lot to be thankful for sure. But, you know, it's early. NFL, we're almost halfway through. And we can still see what's really going on. But, like I said, I just want to take a time out to kind of take a breath, kind of decompress. There's been a lot of things going on in the news with culture. You know, on this show, we try to talk a little bit about culture. We're always in strides to try to make the world a better place. Now, there are those around us that definitely make that more of a challenge, but we're up for it, right? It gives us another reason to wake up in the morning and say, hey, look in the mirror and say, hey, how can I be better, right? Like, what exactly can I do in my life to make things better? Well, this is one of the things that I'm going to do personally. So what I will say is, especially to all the young people out there, or just to people, Americans in general, fellow Americans, right? I'm going to address you guys as such. So we live in a country where we enjoy certain freedoms, one of which is freedom of speech. Wow. How great it must be to be able to say things, right, that we feel and not necessarily, you know, lose our life for it. You know, like something dramatic in that sense, where if you live in other parts of the world, those freedoms aren't necessarily granted to you. Now, with that being said, that under no circumstance means that we're allowed to say whatever it is that we want to say and have no repercussions, right? Like, we don't take accountability. So what do I mean by that? Great question. So the best way I can try to articulate this for the masses, because my show is international, so I am talking to people who don't enjoy such freedoms. I am talking to people who feel, you know, Americans can be entitled because we do have those freedoms and we do take them for granted sometimes. Like, that's just like, that's just human nature, right? What you have is what you have, so you don't know any other way, right? You don't know what it's like to be without. So when you interact with people who don't have those freedoms, you can kind of understand. Or if you travel, you can appreciate those sort of things, and kind of when you come back home, you're kind of like, wow, like, a lot of people are not afforded these things, and how I take it for granted, and maybe I can utilize different platforms or my voice or, you know, resources or different assets or whatever that you have, you know, to be better, you know, in order to maybe learn or research things and, you know, make it your business to be more knowledgeable about something before we speak on it. you already know where I'm going. But just stay with me. Just we're relaxed. We're not rushing through life. If you're listening to this podcast right now, not only am I grateful and I really appreciate it, but at the same time, I want everybody to kind of just relax, take pause. We're not going to go right into sports right away. We're not going to go crazy, you know, and just start talking real fast about, you know, how many stats somebody put up and, you know, who looks like they could be in the playing game if it were to start today. We're not doing that right now. Right now, we're just taking a pause. We're just trying to understand each other, understanding how the world works. So I'm going to go back to my previous statement when I said just because we have freedom of speech does not mean that we can say whatever we want and not be held accountable. See, the difference is, yeah, we do say we have that liberty, right? But do you think we have that liberty if it affects someone else's life? Now, do I mean affect someone else's life, meaning like they don't agree with it, it goes against their core values? No, we're talking about hate speech, specifically. If a group of people were affected at some point in history, and we don't need to get into the politics of it, because some people think that this stuff is political, it's more human rights, more civil rights than politics. But, you know, so we'll keep it there. I like to believe that when you say something, especially if you feel as though that you're sticking up for those who are marginalized, those who are maybe someone that you identify with and you want to kind of uplift and bring light to, I love that. Who wouldn't want that? I feel like more people should speak up and speak out when it comes to uplifting their communities and also opening that conversation to other communities. That way we can understand each other, have some sort of familiarity, right? That way you have that comfort level where maybe things won't be just judged, you know, from the outside looking in, right? Because at the end of the day, if you're all together and you have an understanding, that level of comfortability will be a little bit different. Not saying it'll be perfect, but we can begin to move forward. So what I mean by all of this, just going to give you a short little page off my resume, if you will. It's kind of extensive, but I did used to work with children, right? That was actually one of my favorite jobs by far. And a lot of the times, what I used to do, because I used to work for a behavioral analyst, so a lot of the things that we used to do, it's not only meeting them where they're at, it's also understanding that they don't know no better. Like, they really don't know any better at the end of the day. Like, everything is, like, brand new. You know, they haven't gone through what you have gone through as an adult, right? So a lot of times, we forget and we expect them to know things. You know, or understand the consequences of things because you have yourself has been through it or you've known someone who has, right? Happens all the time because I used to speak to parents and different things of that nature, and we had to come on that level, right? We had to have an understanding because sometimes you just need that reminder. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it was kind of my job to do that, and, you know, their job was to, you know, raise a whole life, you know what I mean? So sometimes that can go amiss. So that's not the issue. The issue is a lot of times we found ourselves teaching accountability to children, understanding that their words and their actions all have a consequence, whether it's good or bad, right? Consequences doesn't necessarily mean to be a negative thing, even though we tend to equate it to a negative thing. It could be good or bad. You say something positive, maybe it reaches somebody and they do positive things, and the consequences to that is positive. That's great. People are learning, you know, people are doing positive things. The right message is getting disseminated. That's great. But like we talked about, I mean, consequences can be negative. You say things, this is the effect. You do things that are negative, this is the effect, right? These are the consequences of those said actions, you know, and or things that you decided to say, you know, because you felt that way. And I think as adults, we kind of have, like, I don't know if it's because of the We pay taxes now. We're out of our mom's house. We have all these responsibilities. We're kind of just feel this sense of privilege or a sense of entitlement because there's no one really holding us accountable, right? Like, if you're the head of your household, unless it's your spouse, right? Unless you guys have that understanding where if you do something that maybe you could have said or done a little bit better, maybe they'll hold you accountable and say, hey, you know, that wasn't cool. Let's talk about it. Or different things of that nature. Or if you take a step further, or if you've gone through something and you're in therapy and you have, you know, excuse me, and you have your therapist, and, you know, holding you accountable. There's a lot of different things that we can say in terms of who holds you accountable for your actions and things that you say. It could be close friends. I don't know, because nowadays you say something, you know, someone doesn't like, and all of a sudden you're not friends, and there's no more dialogue, no more communication, nobody learns anything. Everybody kind of just goes their own separate ways, believing whatever they believe was true and is okay. I say all that to say this. If there's nobody there really holding you accountable because you just have yes men around you, or you just have people around you who just don't want to tell you the truth, or who are scared of losing your friendship, or whatever relationship you may hold with them because they say something against you, I have to tell you, even as an adult, learning should never stop. Just because certain things don't become a requirement, like after high school, or I mean, you should never stop learning. And the best example I can give to you, just from my own life, is when I was studying to be a paramedic, you know, one of the best jobs that I've had as well. Definitely learned a lot about myself, learned a lot about people. Some of my, you know, closest friends to this day, you know, relationships that I formed, you know, throughout that, throughout my tenure there, it was amazing. It was awesome. But once you're studying, and just because you pass all the tests doesn't mean that you're a great paramedic. It doesn't necessarily mean that, okay, you're capable of saving lives at the highest level. Absolutely no. You're a baseline paramedic. Right? For those of you who know, understand and know what I'm talking about. But and that just goes for any profession, but I can only speak from my experiences and what I have to share to you for you to understand where I'm coming from and what I'm getting at. It's the experience, it's the mistakes, it's the mentorships, it's coming across different people and understanding that people are unique. No one person is alike. It doesn't matter gender, doesn't matter culture. Like, you'll notice some similarities here and there, but you'll have so many situations that you're just like, whoa. Like, you thought you've been there before, and you definitely was not. Why? Because I was constantly learning. Even though I went to work and I no longer had to take tests, right? Other than the refreshing every 3 years or whatever the, you know, protocols are now, because I'm kind of out of the loop, forgive me. But when you clock in, they expect you to work. They expect you to be that high-level paramedic, right? And in order to do that, you have to learn. You have to be willing and open enough to learn every single day. Because I promise you, you think you have it all figured out until something else hits you, and you're like, whoa. But trust me, it won't hit you as hard as long as you're open to learn, as long as you're open to listen, you know, and actually change your behavior. Because maybe you were approaching that job differently, you know, and now you have to go about it another way. And that is okay. I feel like that's the biggest thing I can tell you guys from here on out. If you didn't realize that as an adult, you're still learning, sorry to break it to you right now on this Wednesday, you know, evening, but learning should be a lifelong thing. It should not have a ceiling. It shouldn't have an ending. I hope to learn until my last breath, to be honest with you, because every time I learn something new and I can apply it to my life, things just get better. People learn from me and they get better. You know, same. That's how I learn. Other people, because I'm willing. Now, if I say something and I offend and somebody generally comes to me and say, hey, listen, can you provide a little bit more context to what you're saying? Because this is what I got from it, and it hurt. It hurt me. It hurt my community because of such and such and such. What's wrong with taking pause and saying, wow, that's totally not what I was trying to do at all? My message is never to hurt anybody. My message is never to make anyone feel bad, especially not a community at large. If anything, it's the total opposite. And maybe I need to do more research. Maybe I need to educate myself in order to gain more knowledge to understand why that hurt them so much. And yes, I say all this because what I'm hearing from definitely the younger generation, but it's kind of spread around, you know, but more of the younger generation, we have to be mindful about what we say. We have to be mindful. There's nothing wrong with saying something in good faith and then realizing that that's not how it came across. Because one of the things that I learned, especially in communications or even in psychology, we all communicate very differently. We all hear things very differently. You know, it's, you can be saying one thing and somebody got something out of it, you know, a totally different message. And we can attribute that to, you know, whether that's cognitive dissonance, we can say that that's attributed to our unaware of our confirmation bias, of things that we have in our head. You know, like, this is supposed to be this way. And then when it's not, you know, and you hear a message and you automatically kind of just go a whole nother way. Now, Kyrie Irving. Do I believe that he was trying to say those things in a hurtful manner? I don't know the guy personally, but I would like to believe what I know of him, what I've heard other people say about him, that that's not what he meant. Now, that's not by no means taking his side. That's by no means promoting any of the things that he said or the people that he was promoting on his social media. And just as a side note, sorry to go off track again, but if you put something on your social media account and do not give any context to which why you posted it, and you have a platform, whether you want it or whether you don't want it, and you're a celebrity, it's understood that you're promoting it. Plain and simple. Have that understanding. Now, it's not, that shouldn't be the argument. No, well, he just put it up. He wasn't, that's, you're having the wrong argument. That's the wrong argument, because now we're just getting distracted from the actual purpose of why people are upset. What is social media for? If you're a celebrity, what do you use social media for? What is it there for? Why does every company, you know, in America or the world at large have these platforms? It's to reach different audiences. So, like I said, that's just the wrong argument to have. The point is, if you put something on your page, and I'm directly speaking to younger people, because I think we've come to a point where it's not understood. That what you say has power, especially if you're Kyrie Irving. It has power, and it should be acknowledged, and you should at least understand that much. That's why all this outrage is being created. Now, we can definitely dissect that and peel that onion and say, well, there's other layers. We don't need to do all that. You don't need to do it. But what we do need to do is just be mindful, or at least put some context to which why you put it up. If you're putting something up that clearly is going to offend somebody else, it's just good sense to say, hey, I don't support this person in particular, but I thought this particular message, and then write it out, put it in quotes, people should look into. For whatever reason, because I still don't even, it's like, I do get it, but I'm not going there because I don't know enough research to, I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing it. But if somebody does, and you have the credentials to back it up, please comment. Please. I'll have you on my show, because this is the Ripple Effect with KDOT, and we discussed the NFL and the NBA and everything in between. Everything in between. So anything that pushes the, like forward thinking and progress, I'm all for it. But if you do say something, let's all be adult enough and to understand that if we say something that truly affects a whole community of people, that it's okay to apologize to those, to that said community. Just in good faith to say, hey, I am not speaking, or I'm not promoting hate speech. Now, I get that he tried, and let's be honest, that didn't work. Because if your overall message is to spread love, if your overall message is, hey, listen, I'm soul searching, I'm trying to find my identity. Dude, if I'm keeping it real, we all are. If you're not, I don't even know what you're doing. You should be. You should be searching to see what your purpose is. You should be on a search to find out more information. Because if you're smart, you understand that you didn't learn everything you needed to learn in school. It's become so political to learn about our own history. That's just a fact. People can argue that till the cows come home. Like, what are we even talking about? That's a fact. So you should be trying to learn beyond that. Once you have your foundation, and there are some cracks and some holes in that foundation, let's be clear. But do yourself a favor. Learn that. I don't care what race you are. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what values you have in your household. Does not mean that you don't need to learn. It does not mean that you are, you know, devoid of, you know what I mean, of what's really going on. But at the same time, if your words are hurting people, you should apologize, give context to what you actually meant, which he tried to do. It didn't help. You want to be sincere and tell us what you really meant. That's about it. I think it's really that simple. And do I believe that Sean Marks and the Nets organization are doing the right thing by not letting Kyrie, you know, speak to the media? I don't know, because we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and I'm not going to speculate. But what I will say is, if Sean Marks did try to talk to Kyrie Irving and say, hey, you can talk to the media like everybody else, but we need to apologize and we need to address the issue at hand so we can move on. Give some context. Let them know that that's not what you meant. If you hurt someone or a community, you should apologize. And then we can go on and start talking about basketball. You know, that would be great. Now, we don't know if that, like I said, we don't know if that conversation happened and he refused to apologize. We don't know. I don't even want to put it out there that he didn't want to, because I don't know. We just have to wait to see what happens. All we know right now is Steve Nash is fired. He's the scapegoat. You know how it is in sports. At the end of the day, I think they always wanted to fire Nash, but the reason why they didn't is because they needed an actual reason besides Kevin Durant just saying, hey, I want this guy fired. So they didn't want to seem like they were just going to capitulate to whatever, you know, the players wanted. They had to have a reason. All right, so you got off to a rough start. We're like, what, 7-8 games in? I think we won like 1 or 2 games. Yeah, you're out. That's valid. You're not winning. You're here to lead men. You're here to win games. Steve Nash said himself, these guys are not responding to me. You're not winning games. So that's the reason why you got fired. If the guys in the locker room are no longer responding to you, then it kind of makes no sense. We can no longer, you know, have an excuse for you to be here, right? We have our reason for you not, right? It's just a shame, honestly. It's a lot going on, and I don't want you guys to think that I was just ignoring it or not paying any attention to it. I'm paying a lot of attention to it, but it's just so exhausting in a way. It really is, because we have too many people out here just saying things and not really understanding what you say matters. You know, we're definitely living in a world right now where people care more about their gas prices than how we treat one another. It's a weird time, I must tell you. And sports was always one of those things where, you know, it's the ultimate, you know, gatherer of people from all over, different cultures, worlds, like, you know, because let's face it, that's what it is. We do live in different worlds, you know, depending on, you know, what you believe in and where on this planet you reside. But it's just, these are the times we live in that I had to make an entire episode just based off of this, because I really hope that people are more mindful. I hope people really give more context to what they're saying. I really hope people actually extend an olive branch to another community and say, hey, listen, this is how I feel. This is what I know to be true. This is my story, my truth. What is yours? How does it relate? How do they differ? Where can we come to the middle, you know, and compromise and talk about it and how we can help each other? But that's just me. But you already know what it is. I only want y'all to remember one thing. Losses equals life lessons.
Gotta be true to yourself. In a world there's nothing else. Gotta play the game right, gotta make your path. You scratch, you dig, you laying your ground. You busting your rounds, nobody gonna stop you. No ops, no cops, everything about you. Looking good, you good, she good. Y'all people really wanna know the reason.
What's that?
It's that ripple effect. That's just that ripple. That's just that ripple effect. What you do, come back triple.
This is the Ripple Effect with your girl KDOT, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.